Gooder, I went to a really interesting event the other night. Those of you that are in business, if you're an entrepreneur, you probably loved, and I don't think it's on anymore, the NBC series called Shark Tank, where entrepreneurs had a business, a startup, had a product. They're trying to get funding, and they go pitch this thing, and So I went to a kinder, gentler version of that here in the Phoenix area. And I know these things are going on all over the country, but this one was really rather unique, and I wanted to have Brent Davis from Funding Universe, the company that's behind these events, set up a little facility called Gangplank and has these events called Crowd Pitch. And Brent, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey, thanks for joining us. But first of all, explain to me what I witnessed the other night. I was in Chandler. I was invited to this thing. I went and took a look at it. And this big mess of people in there talking technology and all kinds of goodies. There were computers everywhere. There's this big room. What the heck's going on over there at Gangplank?
Yeah, Ken, what you came to was our crowd pitch event. And we put on a series of different events. And this one's our crowd pitch. And what we basically do is we invite a crowd to come in and participate and see real-life companies that need funding pitch real-life investors. And they get to kind of see what it's like to be in the hot seat without being there.
And so they get the experience of trying to pitch the crowd. The crowd got like 3 minutes to ask questions, and then you had a panel of experts that were either giving them guidance or asking them further questions to try to help understand, you know, is this something that's fundable, or, you know, are you way off the mark?
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity for companies who are serious about funding be able to refine their pitch and get some of that feedback from the investors.
So what's the likelihood from those kinds of events that they're actually going to go directly to a funding source? Or is this just a stepping stone?
No, that's a great question, because we only try to invite companies that are companies that we think are eligible for funding. But the getting funding is not the easiest thing in the world. There's a lot of companies vying for it, and we aim to kind of build the bridge between the investors and the community of entrepreneurs that are looking for that.
But, so if people are out there that are kind of local angels and what have you, are they okay to come and sit in the crowd and maybe say, hey, I'm interested in funding this, or how's that work?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, our panel included four different angel investors who are active in the community already. So by coming to the event, you already know that there's at least four in the room that you can network with. But as it turns out, the other night we had well over 100 people in attendance, and as I was networking, you know, various people introduced themselves to me. I think we probably had more than 10 investors in the room that night.
Otherwise. Now, what's cool is if you're part of the crowd, right, you get two $50 bills that are fake crowdfunding or whatever, crowd pitch monies, right?
Correct.
And you basically, based on, now do you give them both to the one you like the best, or you give one to each of the different concepts that you like, or the crowd gets to vote on the best deal, right?
Yeah, the crowd does get to vote, and you get to spread it out. So if there's a couple companies that you think are very likely, you can split it up. But between the six companies that we had, you don't have enough to give to everybody. So you really do have to pick who you think's the best.
And so, and the winner of the event gets what?
The winner of the event wins sponsorship from, or I'm sorry, they win prizes, first of all, from our sponsors. So that varies from CFO services to web services to merchant services, all things that, you know, every company needs. And then additionally, and this is probably just as great, is you actually get the FaceTime with those investors and get that introduction. And you're free to, you know, build that relationship after that.
Cool. So now Crowd Pitch is an event. Tell me about this Gangplank concept where you have this big room, you've got lots of internet access, these tables, you got electricity. And if I'm a startup, I can come in there and just set up shop for free?
Yeah. You know, Gangplank is one of the things we're so excited about in the Phoenix area. You know, we're a national company, but our local presence, we've partnered with Gangplank, and it's a shared space. A lot of, programmers are there, and investors come and have office hours out of there. And there's just a lot of innovation happening. If you're into technology, programming, entrepreneurism, you got to check it out. It's a very unique concept that they have going on there.
And so, I mean, if somebody comes and starts using that space, I mean, literally they can set up their company in this building.
Absolutely.
At no charge. Forever?
Well, I don't know about that.
I mean, once they get an investor at some point, they probably got to move out of mom and dad's basement, right?
Well, sure, but I mean, but the, is that really, I mean, there's no real parameters for how long somebody can stay, as long as they're progressing, or, you know, who decides it's time for you to go?
Well, they certainly have the space to house multiple companies, and they do already. There's at least a half a dozen companies that do use that as permanent space.
So the web, I'm assuming the web address, gangplankhq.com, is probably the best place to learn about CrowdPitch, to learn about Gangplank, and about Funding Universe.
That's it.
So, and we've got that link on our Facebook page. Did I miss anything on there? Like I said, I anybody that's into the entrepreneurial spirit, I don't care if you're not, you don't have to be part of a startup. If you love business and you love entrepreneurs, just go. I mean, it's an entertainment vehicle to see these. I saw five completely different concepts that all were like, that's kind of interesting. But it's really fun to kind of hear what's going on out there, and then to see all the energy from all the companies that were set up shop in there, just amazing. So you know, if you're a startup, or if you're trying to find funding, anybody in the business community that really has anything to do with these, go check out the gangplankhq.com website. It's on our Facebook page. We've got a link to it, and Brent and his crew over there can start to explain to you. You can get a lot of their manifesto and what have you, the information about the organization. But as soon as I heard about it, I wanted to see it. As soon as I saw it, I wanted to have you guys on, because I think what you're doing is pretty amazing, and I can't wait to see. You know, this is a fairly new configuration here in the Phoenix area, right?
It is.
So it's really going to be fun to see some stuff start to launch off this pad that you guys have set up. So
I'm sure we're going to be seeing a lot of stuff coming out of it.
Just the people that I met and talked to, it seems like a lot of sharp people over there. So I really appreciate you coming on. We'll have you on again. And in fact, maybe that after the next crowd pitch or one of the other pitch events that you have, maybe we'll have the winner come on and tell us about their experience and, you know, give them a little exposure since they won anyway.
Sounds like a great idea. Be happy to do it.
Thanks, Brent.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming on. That's Brent Davis from Funding Universe, behind these crazy events in this part of this Gangplank organization that's out in Chandler. If you're a startup, if you're into technology, if you're a programmer, if you got anything going on at all, and you want to try to network with a bunch of other people that are just like you in a really cool environment, you got to check this place out. It's awesome. You got
cool
to go
stuff.
You got to go to the next one.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like something very interesting to go see, and it almost sounds a lot like the TV show, right? They're just missing the cameras.
It's kinder and gentler, though.
It's got the studio audience.
Yeah,
it's got the investor guys. It's got the people that are pitching.
I didn't see any sharks. I think I saw like groupers and
groupers.
Yeah, maybe like a lemon shark,
snaggletooth groupers.
I mean, nothing with really bad teeth. They were all very kind creatures.
All right,
in that.